Just the boogeyman.
Hey, Joe, what are you growling at?
They're all gonna laugh at you!
What have you done to its eyes?
For movies, this segment, we're going to focus on scary movies. Go to thetakeaway.org or their facebook.com/thetakeaway. See if you can name all the references in those clips that you just heard. But scary movies, I mean, what a premise, right? Sitting in a dark room with strangers, watching people get dismembered, threatened, abducted, chased, burned. That's entertainment, right? And so we invited Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer here to talk about scary movies here just a couple of days before Halloween. Rafer and Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Kristen, of course, and Rafer, part of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, and Rafer is a film critic for Newsday as well. So let's just, we've got a lot of clips here. Let's just start, Rafer, with your list of scary movies, and let's go back into your childhood if we can, because we've got a lot to share here.
Okay. All right. Where do you want to start?
Start at the bottom of the list. What do you think are the absolutely most scary movies that you've ever seen? And I guess we're probably talking about, you know, the last 30 years or so.
You're right. I will tell you one of my favorite scary movies. It's a movie most people don't think of as a scary movie is Eraserhead, which I saw when I was 11 years old. And that movie to me still is one of the freakiest films I have ever seen. I can't really summarize the plot. But it's the main creature.
That is a creepy one.
The main creature is a little little deformed fetus living in a hotel room. And I think one of the best things about that movie is that nobody knows how David Lynch made that creature. Still one of the best special effects I've ever seen.
I thought you were going to say his hair. The main character's hair is the scariest.
Right, there is that.
Is this from Eraserhead?
Oh, scary.
Oh, that is.
Ah, it's the Lady in the Radiator song.
Oh, my goodness. Kristen, oh, yeah. How about you, Kristen?
I don't think there's anything scarier in the world than The Shining. You have your bleeding elevators. You have talking fingers. You have those twins.
Come and play with us, Danny.
Yes.
Oh, my God. There's nothing not scary. And then you feel like it.
And I'll puff. And I'll blow your house in. Here's Johnny.
Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall. That is a terrifying.
That's a good one.
Jack Nicholson scary. Going crazy is a scary proposition even today.
Yeah, and even today I think we can all feel like, well, some of it's kind of fantastic and ridiculous. Some of it can actually happen. Cabin fever can make us nutty.
Although, you know, Stephen King fans hate that movie. They say that The Shining was ruined and that it's actually much scarier in the book and that, the director kind of went
off
the rails.
Well, I'm a Stephen King fan.
Stephen King hated it.
I love the book, but the movie is a great piece.
Yeah. It is.
It's awesome.
Freaky, completely freaky. All right, more suggestions here. For me, I would say that, you know, there's a couple of scenes that drive me crazy. That scene in Silence of the Lambs where Jodie Foster is in the dark room.
Oh, God.
Yes.
The dude has the night vision glasses on. That is like, get me out of the room. Yes. But for me, the Psycho is, of course, the one that I think of. And again, it's an outlandish plot, and it's kind of goofy, but there's just such a sense of menace everywhere in the movie, and that's more than the special effects, really.
It's an outlandish plot, but it's based on a true story.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Robert Bloch, the novelist, based that on. Was it Ed Gein?
I think it was Ed Gein and his mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It did wonders for the hotel industry.
That's right.
For me, I mean, as a kid, one of the first movies I was allowed to go to because they were all R-rated was Poltergeist, and that movie scared the bejesus.
We were wondering if maybe you had experienced any disturbances lately.
What kind of disturbances?
I don't know whatever's over this house.
Now, Poltergeist had the weird psychic lady in it, right?
Yes,
and
that's
the TVs were evil.
Yes, the TV, right. TV right. The staticky evil. TV. Yeah. You know, I loved that movie, and I'd forgotten, actually. Kristen and I were talking about it on the podcast. I was scared by the television. Kristen reminded me about the guy tearing his face off in the mirror.
Oh.
I'd forgotten all about it. It freaked me out all over again.
Oh, I had nightmares about that, the guy tearing his face off. Why would you do that?
Are you guys fans of any of the early Roger Corman, like Pit and the Pendulum movies and stuff like that?
You know, a lot of those have
alive.
Escaped my radar, but I remember I remember House of Usher.
The Pit and the Pendulum, you know, Vincent Price, of course, made an entire career.
Scary guy.
House of Wax.
That's a scary one. Here's one that goes way back in time. This is from The Haunting in 1963. This really was a movie that began a genre which I think now is really common, and that is there's something wrong with the house. You know,
right.
Poltergeist
yeah.
does
right.
But that was the first one for me.
Yeah,
and very few special effects, but just you suddenly, everything that's benign that you're looking at is in fact going to get you. And so, you know, a glass can be scary. A fork can be scary. Mm-hmm. A tablecloth can be scary. That movie completely
which is totally different
out.
From, say, the monster movie. You know, yeah. as a very young kid, The Blob
right.
was very, very scary to me. It was, I mean, my sister and I were freaked out by that movie, and so we watched it over and over and over. And that's your typical monster movie, right?
I think The Blob has this reputation as kind of a campy classic now, and people think it's funny because young Steve McQueen was in it. But
yes.
I saw that movie on television when I was a kid, and I thought it was
scary.
Really effective.
Yes, yes
yeah.
I agree.
I'm always more scared, though, by things that are, like what you were saying about the house, the things that you can't see. I think those are the scariest movies out there.
Are you a fan of slasher movies, Kristen?
I love them, but I don't find them scary. I find them enjoyable. But what I really think are scary, like that glass on the table you were talking about. That glass on the table.
I think that's why the Paranormal Activity ones are so popular. It's just an old-fashioned haunted house movie, really, when you get down to it.
And that's the big movie this weekend? Or was Paranormal Activity 3?
That was last week.
Did a huge weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah. Record setter, yeah.
And on your list, I noticed from the website, Blair Witch.
Blair Witch
is in your top seven. I think,
yeah, yeah. Right. I was very surprised at how that movie got under my skin. That was perhaps the only movie that I saw as an adult where I went back to my little apartment and I turned on all the lights. I was a grown man.
You know what the movie was for me? That was that Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Oh,
Diane
well,
Keaton,
yeah, sure.
Woman.
Sure.
Get, oh, yeah.
Right.
Now I'm scared. Now I'm going to go home. We can't do the rest of the show. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway Movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Go look at his picks for scariest movies on thetakeaway.org and see Kristen's as well. Kristen Mines, your Takeaway Culture producer and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Have a happy Halloween, guys.
You
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, you too.
And give us your picks. What scared you? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.